We're preparing for the Seder. That's our goal. That's the destination. So I want to ask a simple question, which maybe we've thought about and maybe we haven't over the years. How can I tell, how do I know if my Seder was a success? You know, we put in so much in advance, and then you turn around afterwards. Sometimes we could stop and ask ourselves, how do I know if I got it right? So one way to think about that question is, of course, more of a checklist. So how many cups did I drink, and what words did I say, and how much matzah did I eat? But that's not really what I'm thinking about. Perhaps one way to think about this is that if we can reflect on our Seder, and maybe take a moment now to think back to last year's Seder or previous Sedarim, if we had one moment of Simcha, I would argue that that was a successful Seder. But the question is, the key question is, how do you define in this context what is Simcha, and how do you know if that's happening? So, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Soloveitchik has a very particular definition of Simcha, and he writes this in many places, and I know that firsthand that this was a description that he favored, because once I was talking with Rabbi Jacob J. Schachter, my teacher, Rabbi Schachter said that he accosted Rabbi Soloveitchik one night in Boston after Maariv. And they were standing outside, and it was dark outside. They were standing under the streetlight. And Rabbi Schachter asked Rav Soloveitchik a question related to Simcha, and he proceeded to reiterate this theme for quite some time under the streetlight, where Rav Soloveitchik said that the definition of Simcha is feeling, being in the presence of Hashem. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem. To feel a sense of Simcha means to feel that you are in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there are many applications of this. Some of you might think back, like, that can explain why it is that a person has, according to the Rambam, Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's a very intense day, but you feel, many of us, at some point over Rosh Hashanah, we feel that we are in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is true. Some of us were at Mo's Chitim this morning. The Rambam talks about Simchas Yom Tov, helping and sharing and giving to those who have less. The Rambam writes that such a person is Dome L'Shechina. You feel the godly presence when you deliver something to somebody who has, Rachman L'Tzlan, much less than we have. So do we have that feeling of being Lifnei Hashem at the Seder? Do we have that Simcha at the Seder? And of course we do. Because the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we could feel that at any time. The Holy Piasetzner writes in the ghetto that when, he writes in his diary that when you say Baruch Atah, then the presence of Hashem is right in front of you. So right now, a person can disconnect from everybody else around them and from whatever is in front of them and feel at this moment Baruch Atah, that the presence of Hashem is in front of us. But it's obvious that at the Seder, it's so much more palpable. There is a magnificent teaching of the Teferet Shlomo of the holy Reb Shlomo HaKohen of Radomsk. Reb Shlomo HaKohen Rabinowitz says on the Pasuk, Matzos Teyachel B'makom Kadosh. We eat matzah in a holy place. Says the Radomsk, where's the holy place? It's in your house. You are the Makom Kadosh because the Shechina is at your Seder. Matzos Teyachel B'makom Kadosh, wherever you are, whether it's in Skokie or in Israel or some other location, that Makom Kadosh, that's where the Shechina is. It's in your house, at your Seder. So we can be Lifnei Hashem, we can feel the presence of the Almighty, we can have that Simcha. That's the Kiyum, that's one way to feel that you had a successful Seder. And it has to be, it doesn't have to be more than one moment. It has to be just one kiyum to feel for one moment. So how do you know if you have that? So you could tell when you don't have that. There was a Jew a holy Yid, he's a very holy Jew, because the Gemara says that if you make people laugh, Eliyahu HaNavi thinks that you're an Adam Chashev. So some of you know, he has a regular name, but in the Welt, he goes by Modi. So he once made an observation about us, most of us in this room, Ashkenazi Jews, that Ashkenazi Jews, for some reason, we can't just be anywhere for a particular time. He's a comedian, so he goes to make a show. He goes to give a show, you know, to tell jokes. So he says that after two jokes, all the Ashkenazim are already like, they're on their phone, they're like, all right, we got to get out of here. We heard two jokes, that's it, we're done. We got somewhere else to be. We're like, we're scrolling, we're flipping, we got to be somewhere else. If we feel that we need to be somewhere else, then we're not feeling that we're lifnei Hashem. And it could be that for most of the night, people are driving us crazy, whether for whatever reason. But if you could get one moment where you don't feel like you need to go somewhere else, and you could just be there, mi yala bahar Hashem, don't worry about mi yakum b'mkom kocho. Don't worry if it's not going to last 5 minutes. But to have 1 minute that we don't feel like we have to run somewhere else, that we have to be somewhere else. Sometimes we find that we're looking around at the Seder. We're supervising because there are all kinds of different perils of the Seder. You could be at, you know, the Maxwell House Haggadah Seder, where the guy who's running the Seder, God bless him. God bless him. Should live ba'arichus yamim v'shanim. But his Seder from 1963, with that the plastic yarmulke, Baruch Hashem, he's still doing it. We're very happy with that, and it's amazing. But maybe those of us who are in a different generation, in a different way, we're not connected to that. So we're kind of like, we're looking around, who else? Or maybe sometimes we don't feel that we're equipped, so we have kids and we're trying to answer them. And so there are a lot of feelings. We show up to the city, there's so many anxieties. But maybe if we could have one moment where we can let go of all the things that are going on around us and just be lifnei Hashem, and that means going inside. It doesn't matter what's happening around us. A person is lifnei Hashem when they're standing before the Ribono Shel Olam, when they feel that presence. So what I would say is for each one of us to think back, first of all, is there a Seder that we remember? Is there a time, once at a Seder, that we felt that moment of just being really present, that we didn't need to go anywhere else and we weren't worried about what anybody else was doing? I distinctly remember that I've had a lot of anxious moments at the Seder. I was stressed about all kinds of things. And then 1 year, I don't know why this was that moment of lifnei Hashem, we all were standing around toward the end of the Seder, we were singing Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor LaTov. Some of you know there's a relatively new nigun, Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor LaTov, Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor LaTov. So it's like a very catchy nigun. We were all holding hands together. And I remember closing my eyes and letting go. It took me the whole Seder. But letting go of all of the cheshbonos, all of the calculations and the issues that were going on the outside, and I could just be in my own moment with the Ribono Shel Olam, thinking about how, wow, wouldn't it be special if he sent us Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor LaTov. Each one of us can think about a moment that we had, and then maybe we can make a Kabbalah, we can make a plan for this coming year. Maybe it's not going to be for both Seder, maybe for one Seder. Can we find a moment in the Seder that is that Lifnei Hashem moment, that's moment of Simcha? Maybe it means you need to walk outside. You need to literally step up from your Seder and disappear somewhere else most of the time, unless we're running the Seder. No one else cares. They mamish could care less if we disappear for 3 minutes. Maybe it's at the portion when you say Vanitzak, when you cry out, maybe there's something you need to ask for. You want to be Lifnei Hashem. Maybe it's Dayenu. You have so many things to be thankful for. You don't have to go outside. The Ikar is to go inside. And when we do that, we accomplish, I think, what is the most important goal of the Seder, of having that simcha of being Lifnei Hashem. Halavai, the Ribono Shel Olam should give all of us a moment of simcha together with all of Klal Yisrael this year with the Besuras Tovos Yeshua. Thank you very much.